Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
You're a devil for the subscriptions as well, though. You probably have ones that you're not using.
I was the best girl in town, and recently as last night, actually, was going through all of my subscriptions, and I found one that I actually subscribed to for a free trial. It was for Aura, a wearable ring that I reviewed on the show a few weeks back. And when I was setting it up, it prompts you to get a trial of the premium thing, and you don't pay for a month. And sure, of course, it went out of my head like a sieve. So for 2 or 3 months, I was paying $5.99 for a subscription I literally never used. So what I've done now is moved every single subscription I have across to my Revolut card. And the really good thing is that when you open your Revolut app, it'll say due in 2 days, Disney Plus, and it'll tell you the amount.
Yes.
So you can
actually get in. Very clever.
Listen, I'm actually a genius. But it's a very small little thing that you can do. So I would advise, if you're like me, you sign up for things, or like you said, you know, you do it for one thing and think, do you know what? I won't forget about that. Put it into your diary for the end of the free trial, and then move all of your actual subscriptions, even the ones that you use, move it over to your Revolut card account if you have a Revolut account. And it'll just give you that heads up of in two or three days, this payment is due. And that means you can get ahead of it and cancel it before you get charged, which is a pain in the face.
Look at you, ahead of the curve as always, Jess. I shouldn't be surprised. No. You have your great gadget gift guide coming up on this very programme. When's it on?
It's on Friday at 11 a.m. I am so excited because regularly
this is the toy show for Pat these days, because Pat is big into his gadgets. So this is as exciting as it gets for Pat Kenny.
It is literally designed around Pat. Pat is more enthusiastic about gadgets than I am, and that's saying something. So between 11 and 12 on Friday, we are taking over the entire programme. It is going to be wall to wall gifts. We're going to have something for every price bracket, something hopefully for everybody in your life, from the office KK to the tricky mother-in-law to everybody in between. And what's really fun is we're going to be streaming it live on the News Talk YouTube. So if you want to see me, I might break out another embarrassing Christmas jumper as I did last year. Pat will just sort of give me the side eye in between reviews as he did last year.
That's what I enjoy, is that hint of cynicism mixed with laughter. That's what makes this enjoyable. You're going to be reviewing lots of different things, but you have a photo frame, a digital photo frame to review first.
Yeah, this is going to feature for sure on the gift guide on Friday. But this is one that I've actually bought two of in the last wee while, one as a present and one for me. And the reason I am a huge fan is because it's actually one of those things that I think it makes a lovely gift. So let's get into it. This is it's the Pixie 10.1 digital photo frame. The ones that I have are from Three. So, you know, the mobile network Three, they also do gifts. So you can get it from Three.ie. As I said, 10.1 inch HD screen. And when you take it out of the box, you are prompted to download an app, which is called Frameo. Then you pair the frame to the phone, your phone, and you can just shimmy your photographs across. So I have a sister who has an 18-month-old baby. And every single day, I would say we're getting about 9,000 photographs in a WhatsApp group of the baby. Everything he's doing. So for her birthday, that was just yesterday, in fact, I got her one of these frames because it takes the photographs out of the WhatsApp group. Not that we don't love them in the WhatsApp group, but it just gets them up and onto a wall. So I got her one of these frames. She set it up within a matter of minutes. And it just means that she can update the photographs on an ongoing basis of pictures as she pleases. You can also create shared access. So the reason why I think this makes a lovely gift is that if you are getting it for a friend or a family member for Christmas, you can create an album. So when they take it out of the box, it's already set up and there's a ton of photographs there. So perhaps if someone is not that tech savvy, but you want to have pictures of your kids, the grandkids, whatever it is, you can have it ready to go. I also love that the images are automatically rotated. So the frame does a lot of the heavy lifting here. You don't need to worry about editing or adjusting images in any way. It's just a case of pairing the app, putting it up, and you're good to go. My top tip here, though, go on, Jonathan.
No, I was just going to say, Jess, that we actually, one of my brothers bought one of these for my mum and used the Frameo app. And I just realised that we all committed going, we'll send you photographs, don't worry. I just realised I hadn't done that in about a year. So I've just sent her a lot of photographs there. So Mother Jess Kelly has provided you with some nice photographs.
But there you go. But it's the kind of gift that keeps giving. I'm a huge fan of printing photos, photo books, and then this. What I would say in relation to this one, the Pixie 10.1, is shop around. Because this morning, before I sent you the details via email, I just had a sniff around online and I found it 20 quid more expensive on other retailers' websites. And what's interesting is those other retailers sometimes appear ahead on the Google search. So make sure you're sniffing out all of the different retailers. As I said, it is the one that I got is from Three and it's €99 if you get it from Three, but it's 20 quid more expensive if you look in other outlets. Yeah. So just shop around and be eyes wide open. But I have to say, a gift for yourself, maybe something if you wanted to keep an eye out for, as I said, Black Friday sales, that is the Black Friday price, or January sales as something for yourself or a lovely gift for a friend or family member.
It is a lovely gift, to be fair. Questions that have come in. John says, hi Jess, my Dell laptop is 15 years old, stopped working, just a white blank screen. Any ideas? Maybe because it is old, is not getting worth getting repaired. What do you think? John, I hate to think how old your socks are if you have a laptop that's 15 years old.
I'm so impressed at a 15-year-old laptop. The reality of the situation is it's probably died. And when it comes to the repairability of it, you could take it to a tech body shop and see if they could take some of the parts. But the fact of the matter is, even if by some miracle this turned back on and was operational today, it wouldn't be sufficient from a tech spec point of view to run the latest operating system, which is Windows 11, and a whole host of the apps that I'm sure you use on an ongoing basis. So as much as I hate to say it, I would look and see, firstly, if it can be broken up for parts, or take it to a Wii recycling centre, or see if someone somewhere will give you a trade-in for it. But unfortunately, I do think it's time to get a new one.
I need to get a USB hub for my MacBook, says this listener. What would Jess recommend?
Yeah, you can get, there's a brand, I think it's called Anker, A-N-K-E-R. They do great accessories. What I would say to you is think through what ports you want it to have, because anyone who's bought a Mac in the last wee while will know you've got limited ports. So very often there's a USB-C thing.
Do you know me? I have two USB ports. If I ever meet the fella who took out all of the ports out of the MacBook, I will have strong words.
Yeah, so the majority of them now just have USB-C. So you can buy an adapter that will give you USB-A ports or USB-C ports. We also, here in Newstalk, because of the nature of the work that we do, have adapters that have SD card readers in them. So I think Anker is a good brand, but they all kind of do in and around the same thing. It just depends on the configuration of the ports that you're after.
Could you please ask Jess, what is the best Kindle to get for an avid book reader?
So they've kind of done away with the different versions of the Kindles. So the one that I have, for example, in my backpack downstairs is the Kindle Oasis, but that doesn't exist anymore. So the basic Kindle is now the best value. The point of difference between that and the Paperwhite used to be that the Paperwhite was backlit, but then they made adjustments to the basic version, which is now also backlit. So the key difference is around the storage and stuff like that. So get the basic one. But what I would say is be super careful when you're buying a Kindle, because what they try and do now is get you to buy a version that has ads and then pay for a version that doesn't have ads. I don't quite get how it works, but it's a snaky way to get you in and paying subscriptions. So just
An ad pops up in the middle of your John Grisham.
Yeah, but that's exactly it. So just be eyes wide open, read the small print. But I have to say, I would be lost without my Kindle. And yes, I still read physical books, but just as someone who spends half their life on the Lewis, it's good to have it just chucked in the back there.
Well, plenty of good advice coming away Friday, live on News Talk, also on the YouTube channel. It is the Tech Show with Jess and Pat. Make sure you tune in for that. Jess Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled out Marley's Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.